Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Tes, and we are starting Chesamun Beis on the bottom with Halacha Ches, and in Vilna Tzuras daf it is on Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we're finally at the third mission in the series. Remember the first mission we had a chiddush from Chanan Yizkanu Kehanim. The second mission was a chiddush from Rabbi Kiva, and both of them were teaching us something regarding burning two things together that have different statuses, even though the thing that wasn't as chamer is now becoming more chamer. And we had this machlokes bar kapar and Rabbi Yechanan what the chiddush of both mishnayos was. According to Bar Kapara, the basic idea is that the two things that are being burned together, one is Dairaisa, one is Durabanan, and even though the Durabanan thing is becoming Tamei Dairaisa, that's not a problem. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, both of them are Tamei Dairaisa, and the Chiddush is that we're making something more Tamei. And so bearing that in mind, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Amar Rav Meir says, Midivrein Lamanu, from their words we learn, Shesarfen Chumatarim HaTamei Pesach, that we could burn Tahar Chumas Chametz with Tamei Chumas Chametz on Pesach. Even though the Tahar Chuma is becoming Tamei, not a problem, they're allowed to be burned together. However, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef told him, Eino hi amida, that is not the mida, meaning what you're learning is incorrect. What you're saying doesn't make sense, Rabbi Meir. And that's because Tesam Alpha on top, Maidim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, Shesarfen Zulatzma Zulatzma, each one has to be burned separately. When we're talking about Tamei Truma and Tar Truma, they both have to be burned separately. We can't burn them together. What's Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Al Taluya Val Tamea. It's only when we have Truma, it's Tamei Besafek and 100% Tamei Truma. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Shesarfen Zulatzma Zulatzma, each one still has to be burned separately, whereas Rabbi Shua and Mershtein Ka'achas, Rabbi Shua says both of them could be burned together. Now, what's this referring to? So, it's talking about a barrel of truma that became suffic tamei. Rabbi Lezer holds we have to protect it to ensure it doesn't become more tamei, so therefore move it to a less public spot or put on a cover, whereas Rabbi Shua holds the opposite, that you could even move it to more public spot or take off its cover, being gairim it to become tamei vadai. So, that's how we're understanding the Rabbi Lezer holds each one has to be burned separately, and Rabbi Shua holds you can burn them together. But again, the main point over here is that when we have vadai tamei and vadai tahar, they're not allowed to be burned together. So what are you, Rav Meir, saying? Now, first of all, before we get into the detailed discussion, the Gemara asks, Ma'abah Pesach, what did Rav Meir mean by saying we could burn Tamei Truma and Tahar Truma on Pesach? So really it means Barba Asar on the 14th at the 6th hour when we're burning all of our Chametz, we have Truma's Chametz, which is Tar, and we have Truma's Chametz, which is Tamei. We're allowed to burn the two of them together in that 6th hour. And now we're getting into detailed discussion, and there's going to be a lot of things to keep in mind. Number one is the Lashon of our Mishnah. The Rav Meir said, Midivreihem Lamanu, we learn something from their words, and then Rabbi Yosef responding to him, Eino hi amida, that's not so. We also have to keep in mind Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Kapara's explanation of the previous two Mishnayas. That's what the Gemara launches into now. Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says, what did Rabbi Meir mean by saying Midivreim Lamanu, Midivre Rabbi Kiva, Midivre Rabbi Chanin Iskanu Kehanim, from the words of the two previous Mishnayas, from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanin Iskanu Kehanim, he learns from them that we can burn Tamei Truma with Tahar Truma. How so? Because we learned in the previous two Mishnayas that anyway we have two things that need to be burned, so it's okay to make one thing more Tamei. Same here with the Truma that's Usur, it has to be burned anyway, so it's okay for it to become Tamei. And Rabbi Yosi argues with Rav Meir on this, because at least in the previous two Mishnayas, the thing was already either Tamei or Apostle, but here the Truma is perfectly Tahar, so therefore it's Eina Hiyamida. You can't learn from those two Mishnayas that we could take perfectly Tahar Truma's Chametz and burn it with Tamei. Now, Rav Shimon Lakisham, Rav Shalkish explains differently, Medivere Belezer, Medivere Yeshua, when Rav Meir said over here, Medivereim Lamanu, he's talking about something totally different, the words of Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. What's this referring to? So there's a Mishnah Masechas Truma. It talks about a barrel of truma wine that broke in the upper part of the wine press, and it's about to flow down and mix with tamei chulin wine in the bottom part of the press. And the question is, if we only have a tamei kli, are we allowed to catch this tahar truma wine being metamei it in the tamei kli before it falls down into the bottom part of the press and becomes tamei anyway? So Rabbi Lezer holds that no, you are not allowed to do that, even though again, as we just said, anyway the wine is about to become tamei because it's going to mix with the tamei chulin, still he's not allowed to be metamei b'yadayim. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua allows him to be metamei be a dime, because we just said, anyway, it's about to become Tamei, it's going to fall to the Tamei Chulin. And over here, he's allowed to be Metamei be a dime. Why? Because he's saving the Chulin from becoming Aser. Right now, the Chulin, although it's Tamei, could still be eaten, but the moment the Truma falls into it, everything becomes Aser, because you can't do anything with Tamei Truma wine. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to be Metamei, this Truma wine, be a dime, to save the Chulin wine. And Rish Lakish is saying that that's what Rav Meir is telling us in our Mishnah. Midivrehem, from this Machlaikis or Belezen Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that we could be metame something biyadayim, so truma tahira could be burned together with tame on erev Pesach, because anyway it has to be burned, so it's okay to make a tame. And when Rabbi Yosi says eini hiyamida, he's arguing because over there at least you're saving the chulin from becoming ruined, but here with chametz that svar doesn't apply, and that's why he argues with Rav Meir. So I would clarify these two shitas. Amar Rav Zeir Kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Zeir said in front of Rabbi Yosi, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, everything makes sense because he's going on the previous two Mishnayos. But I'll die to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, Abba Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Lakan? What shaychus do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have to over here? That's a random Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. Why in the world are we bringing it over here, saying, Oh, Medivrayim Lamanu, that you could burn Truma Tahir with Tamea? What does that have to do with our discussion? And so Amrullah, he responded to him, Tanyan Inun, it's Machlekas Tanoim. Meaning, you're 100% right. Really, Rabbi Meir was going on the Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. It's just that Rabbi Yosef misunderstood him, and he thought that Rabbi Meir was going on our Mishnais over here, and that's why it's brought over here. But really, you're right, Rabbi Meir is going on that Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. And we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yosef says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, this is not Rabbi Yosef our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yosef and Amira. And he says the following line, Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol Moedim B'shisha Asar, Shasarfin Truma Tahir V'Tmeya, everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Yosef of the Mishnah agrees, that on the 16th of Nisan, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, if a guy finds two types of Trumas Chameitz, Tahar and Tameh, that they are allowed to be burned together. And that's because they're both Asar Midairaisis, so there's no problem burning them together. And now the Rabbi Yosef has his quote, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yosef Makshi, Rabbi Yosef asks the following, Lama Rabbi Yosef Omer Eina Amida. So according to this, why did Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah say, Eina Hi Amida? Now we explain where Rabbi Yosef's Kasha is, but first by laying some groundwork. Number one, Rabbi Yosef du Shama da Am Rabbi Yechanan Medevi Rabbi Kiva Medevi Rabbi Chanina Skanu Kahanim. Rabbi Yosef da Amira, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan's explanation of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir is basing himself off of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina Skanu Kahanim. And also, Vahu Shama da Bar Kapara Amar Ava Toma da Bar Tayra Vlada Toma Devrayim, he holds of Bar Kapara's explanation of the previous Mishnayas that we're discussing Toma da Rabbanon and Toma da Iraisa. And the whole Chedesh is that we could take something that's Rabbanon and burn it with something that's Dairaisa, turning it into a Dairaisa. And that's the Chedesh. And Veloy Shama da Mar Rabbi Yechanan Bein Zeh Bein Zeh Devar Tayra. He does not hold of Rabbi Yechanan's explanation of the previous two Mishnayas that we're discussing things that are Toma da Iraisa. So now we can understand Rabbi Yosef's Kash over here. Vahu Makshi, he's asking Rabbi Yosef of our Mishnah as follows. Kishim Shemotah Lisraif Isra Tayra Im Tomas Tayra, the same way that's Mutter to burn something that's Asr Midaraisa with something that's Tame Midaraisa. That's referring to Trumas Chametz on Pesach. Trumas Chametz, which is Tahar on Pesach, is Asr Midaraisa, and it's allowed to be burned with Tame Truma, which is Tame Daraisa, and that's not a problem, even though the Tahar is becoming Tame. Now it goes to say from here, Shekain Sarfin Tomas Tayra and Tomas Tayra, that for sure one should be allowed to burn two different things that are Tame Midaraisa, even though one of them is a lower level and is going to end up becoming more Tame, it still shouldn't be a problem because they're both Tame Dairaisa. And therefore, Tesla Beis on the top, Kachyehe Mutter Lisraif Isr Divrehem Im Tomas Taira, we should be allowed to burn something that's Asr Midrabanon with something that's Tame Midairaisa, Shekain Sarfin Tomas Divrehem Tomas Taira, because we're allowed to burn Toma Drabanon with Tome Dairaisa. In other words, Rabbi Yosef the Amir is asking on Rabbi Yosef the Tana of our Mishnah, if you, Rabbi Yosef, allow burning Tahar Truma together with Tame on Pesach, because both are Asr Midairaisa, so for sure two things that are Tame Dairaisa can be burned together, even though they're different levels, and therefore something which is Asr Durabanon, namely Trumas Chametz during the sixth hour Erev Pesach, should be able to be burned with Toma Dairaisa, because Toma Durabanon can be burned with Toma Dairaisa, and the reason why he's able to say that is because we just explained that Rabbi Yosef the Amira goes with Bar Kapara, that the whole Chiddush of the previous two Mishnayas is Toma Durabanon with Toma Dairaisa. El rather, the Gemara answers, it must be the Shanihi Isser, Shanihi Toma, that there's a difference between Isser and Toma, and you're right, even though the previous two Mishnayas, we learn that something Tame Durabanon could be burned something Tame Da'iraisa, that's Toma. But over here, you're suggesting that Erev Pesach, something Asr Midrabanon should be able to be burned with something Tame Da'iraisa, Isser and Toma are two separate things that we can't combine them. Problem with that is as follows. V'am Rabbi Yosef B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef just quoted Rabbi Yochanan on Amar Aleph that a kol moedim, everyone agrees, B'shisha Asr Shasarf and Truma Taru Tameya, that on the 16th of Nisan, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're allowed to burn Tame Truma with Tahar Truma. And maybe we have a problem. Kashem Shalei Chalak Delanu bin Isser Taru L'Tomas Taira, the same way there's no differentiation between an Isser Dairaisa and Toma Dairaisa, Shekain Sarf and Tomas Taira and Tomas Taira, because we're allowed to burn two levels of Tame Dairaisa together. Kachle Tachlek Lanu bin Isser Devrayim L'Tomas Taira, we also shouldn't make a differentiation between Isser Dirabanon and Tame Dairaisa, Shekain Sarf and Tomas Devrayim and Tomas Taira, because we're allowed to burn Tame Dirabanon with Tame Dairaisa. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef the Amir is left with this Kasha on his understanding of Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah. However, we continue. Ella rather, at least in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a problem. This is all question Rabbi Yosef Amira quoting Shitas Rabbi Yochanan asking on Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah. But at least according to Rabbi Yochanan himself, there's no problem. Why? Because Bein Zeh Bein Zeh Dvar Taira, both of them are Dairaisa. What does this mean? So also Rabbi Chiya Bar Va Min Tzur. Rabbi Chiya Bar Va came from Tzur. And Aram and Shmeid Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Bein Zeh Bein Zeh Dvar Taira, both this and that are talking about Dairaisas, meaning the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the Chiddush in the previous two Mishnayas is that the things that are being burned together are both Tame Mida Iraisa. And the whole Chiddush is that we're just picking up the level from something not so chamer to something more chamer. Therefore, for Amris, we can say that Ya'us, what Rabbi Yosi had said in our Mishnah of Einahi Amida, that makes sense. Why is that? Because Taman, Tumas Tara, and Tumas Tara. Over there in the previous two Mishnayos, the reason why we're allowed to burn these two different things that are Tame together, because we're talking about Toma de Iraisa. From Hachai over here, when Rabbi Yochanan had said that even Rabbi Yosef, our Mishnah, agrees that we're allowed to burn Tame Truma with Tara Truma on Pesach, why is that? Because Psol Tara and Tumas Tara. That's a Psol de Iraisa with Toma de Iraisa. So at least everything's on the level of a de Iraisa. Begin Kach, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Eini Hamida. That's Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah said, Eini Hamida, when he was commenting on Rav Meir, because Rav Meir was trying to say that we could take something that's Pasul mid the Rabbanon and burn it with something that's Tame de Iraisa, that's referring to Erev Pesach, and that's not okay. In the previous Mishnah, it's something that's Tame de Iraisa with Tame de Iraisa. If you want to burn Trumas Chametz on Pesach on the 16th, that's also fine, because that's a Psol de Iraisa with Tame de Iraisa. But Erev Pesach, when we're talking about a Psol de Rabbanon with a Tome de Iraisa, that's not okay, and that's Rabbi Yosef's Kasha under Rav Meir in the Mishnah, again, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, and therefore we don't have a problem. Now we continue with the next level of Akasha de Rabbi Yochanan under Rav Meir. Now we have a real question based off Rabbi Yochanan's understanding on Rav Meir, because Vadad Rabbi Yosef Amar Eini Hamida, that which Rabbi Yosef said, Eini Hamida, seems very valid. How could Rav Meir say that based off previous two Mishnayos, we're allowed to burn Tara Truma with Tame Truma Erev Pesach? That's a Psol de Rabbanon with a Psol de Iraisa, and that's something that we're not able to learn from the previous Mishnayos. So Rabbi Yosef has a really good Kasha on Rav Meir. And to answer this, we actually have to skip five lines to the words Amrab Oven. There's a little bit of a mix up in the Girsis over here, and we're going to come back to these lines that we're skipping right now. Just here we have the answer to the question Amrav Oven. Rav Oven says, Rav Meir Kedaita, Rav Meir Zlashitasai, Rav Meir Machmir Medivraim Kedivrei Torah. Rav Meir specifically is Machmir with Drabanons, just like Dairaisas, and therefore he's able to say that something that's Pasul Medrabanon or Erev Pesach is allowed to be burned with something that's Tami Dairaisa, because he's Machmir with Drabanons just like Dairaisas, and therefore there's no problem. And the question is, on Ashkach Rav Meir Machmir Medivraim Kedivrei Torah, where do we find Rav Meir's Machmir with Drabanons like Dairaisas? And the answer is, Amrav Chinna, he explains, Kaitanin Taman, it's like we learned over there in Mesechas Nida, Haraya Kasem, if a woman sees a Kasem, which is a bloodstain on a garment of hers, you know what Alpha on top, Harez Mukul Kelas, she's Mukul Kelas, which means she's all messed up, Vechasheshes Mishum Zoiv, Devra Meir, and she has to be Cheshesh because of Zoiv, whereas Vechamim, Vechamim say, In Vechsam Mishum Zoiv, when we're dealing with Ksamim, a Kasem, a stain, there's no problem of Zoiv. What's this referring to? So, in very brief, we're not going to get into the whole Sugya now. In the times of the Mishnah, they follow the cycle of Nida, the Iraisa. We don't do that nowadays. We have a much more Machmer system than they did. But back in the day, it was basically 7 days of Yimei Nida, followed by 11 days of Yimei Ziva, and the Yimei Ziva over here are the key. If she sees Dam, one or two of those days during Yimei Ziva, she's only Tamei for those days, but could go to the mikveh the next day and is Tahar. It's only if she sees Dam 3 days in a row, then she's called a Zavak Daila, and she needs to count Shiv and Akim 7 clean days. And this case that Rav Meir and Chum are arguing about is that she found a Kasem, a blood stain on her garment, and she doesn't know when it's from. Is it from Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva? She's currently in Yimei Ziva, but it could be it's from Yimei Nida, which wouldn't pose a problem at all. But if it's Yimei Ziva, it could be a problem. And to compound the issue, this Kasem is the size of 3 Kesamim all in one spot. And therefore, we have a Safek. It could be one big Kasem, which would just make your tummy for 1 day, or it could be 3 separate Kesamim that happened on 3 separate days that all happened to have fallen on the same spot, which turns her into Gzav Gdayla. And that's Rav Meir is Machmir, that she's Mikul Kelas and she's Chashash Mishum Zoiv. She has to treat herself as Gzav Gdayla. And this is where we see that Rav Meir is Machmir with Durabanans like Dairaisas, because the whole concept of Kesamim anyway is only a Durabanan. And he's being Machmir like a Dairaisa, whereas the Chum argue and say no. So that's the answer to the way we understand Rav Meir in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now go back to Tasman and Beis to those lines that we skipped. Count 6 lines up from the bottom with the words Vakasha Debar Kapara. And now the Gemara is going on to the next stage. Up until now, we're discussing our Mishnah in light of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the previous two Mishnayos. But remember, we also had Bar Kapara, who had explained that the Chiddush in the previous two Mishnayos was we're allowed to take something Tamei mid the Rabbanon and burn it with something that's Tamei mid the Iraisa, and that's no issue, even though the Rabbanon is becoming a Iraisa. And so now the Gemara tells us Vakasha Debar Kapara al Rabbi Yosef. Based off of Bar Kapara's explanation of the previous two Mishnayos, we have a question on Rabbi Yosef. V'adad Rav Meir Amar Midivrei Lamanu. It's actually good that what Rav Meir said Midivrei Lamanu. Rav Meir saying that based off of Bar Kapara's explanation of the previous two Mishnayos, we learn that you could take something that has an Isser Drabanon and burn it with something that has an Isser Dairaiso. And therefore, we could even burn Tahar Truma with Tami Truma. What's Rabbi Yosef's issue with that? Why is he saying Eino Hi Amida? And the Gemara's answer is, and for this we have to go another 4 lines back to the word Savar Bar Kapara. The answer is Savar Bar Kapara Kirvshim Ben Lakish. Bar Kapara holds like Rish Lakish. The Kirvshim Ben Lakish Amar Medivrei Belez Rabbi Yeshua. Rish Lakish had explained on Amud Aleph that when Meir says Medivrei Ham Lamanu, which Divrei is he going on? Medivrei Belez Rabbi Yeshua. It's the words Belez Rabbi Yeshua on that Mishnah Maseches Trumas, and we're not going on the previous two Mishnayos at all. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi does have a good kasha, as we had explained in Amud Aleph that the only reason why over there we're allowed to be Matami the Trumi B'Yadayim is because we're saving the Chulin from getting ruined. But over here, we don't have that svara, and so therefore, Rav Meir is not able to learn his din from there. And so we end off that Rav Yossi does have this good kasha on Rav Meir. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these shitas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.